Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Sisters, welcome to Sugar-Coated Murder, where we'll discuss
and probably inappropriately laugh about and comment on
one of our favorite subjects,
murder. Oh, and we love to bake, and why not combine our two favorite subjects,
baking
and killers? All right, Ann Varner.
All right, Karen Devaney.
We have a friend with us today.
Yes,
it's
our shorty guest.
It's our shorty guest. This is what we call anything but murder, shorty.
Do we really call it that?
We really do.
And we shouldn't.
Well, we do.
Okay.
Because that's how it's posted. So our friend, Farmer Katie.
Hi.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Katie Donahoe.
What do you want us to know about you?
I want you to know that I am the proud mother of three kids, Willie, Billy, and Tina.
These are real kids, not children. They're
dwarf Nigerian goats.
Oh my gosh.
They are siblings.
So cute too. They're adorable. And we love to visit them.
Yes, their first birthday was September 19th.
That's exciting.
Being close to a year and a half old.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you throw a party?
Did throw a party. Made a cake out of a cardboard box and used this is actually bakery stuff.
Oh, good.
We use the canned pumpkin like you use for pumpkin pie and spread it like icing and then took carrots and spelled out the one.
Nice.
And then they got to eat the box and everything.
Oh, my gosh. They must have loved it.
They were so happy.
They're growing up so fast.
They really are. Before you know it,
they'll be off to college.
I know. But that means they'll be able to take care of me when I'm old.
I hope so, because I don't think anybody else is going to.
I don't think so either.
No. I hope they remember all
the nice things.
Actually,
I don't think Tina is, but Billy and Willie.
Yeah, she's got a little bit of an attitude, but it's to be expected. She has to hang out with her brothers all day.
I feel like she also wants to be taken care of.
She wants to be.
And her brothers don't
They
take
don't
care
do
of
a good job.
They headbutt her. We need to find Tina a nice little man.
I feel like she needs somebody to take care of her.
Can we then please get one of the goats that faints?
Or screams?
Maybe.
I would like to have
she screams.
Does she scream?
I've never heard her scream.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll have to get a fainting one.
I like the fainting goats.
This is like a match.com for goats.
I'm sure. If not, trademark, we got that one. Copyright, we're on it. That's ours. Don't take
it.
No, don't anybody take it.
Going Mines Farm, copyright.
GoatsOnly.com. GoatMate.com. So, tell us how you got started with goats. Like, what's up with that? Where you come from, girl?
Well, I grew up in a small little farming town in South Carolina named Timmonsville, South Carolina.
Did you grow up on a farm?
I did not grow up on a farm. Okay. In fact, I was about one of the only people that I knew that didn't live on a farm.
This maybe stems from some jealousy.
Some farm envy, maybe.
Yeah. I'm thinking you had farm envy.
Tractor envy. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I can see that.
Yeah, my dad had the hardware store, so we didn't have a tractor. You might be onto something. I've never really psychoanalyzed my farm.
Leave it to us.
We've been through enough therapy. We can just do it ourselves.
We're going to take you right down to your core.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah, so we've got farm envy.
Okay,
what else you got?
I guess I've grown up with farm envy. I went to Clemson, so that probably just furthered my farm.
Because you went with a lot of farm people.
Yeah, and I was in horticulture, and I did horticultural things for about a decade after college, and then I got my teaching certificate to teach horticulture, and I did that for about another decade after that. And now we're in the third decade.
Wow, I like how you segment your life in decades.
Yeah,
though.
I'm only good for about 10 years.
I mean, shows a little bit of a problem with commitment, maybe, but you're also very well adjusted.
I am very well adjusted, considering. So, now into my third decade of my horticultural career. I've shifted more towards agriculture. We've moved to a little farm, which isn't in a rural area, but is in a small patch of ruralness.
It's amazing. Suburbia, yes.
In suburban Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Mm-hmm.
Very far from what I would call urban.
And you know, it just seemed like after moving to the farm, I mean, it just seemed like the next natural thing would be to get goats.
I would think so.
I mean, you know, goats are all over the internet. I was having some goat envy.
I don't blame you. I have goat envy all the time.
Me too. So I got goats, and then I was still having tractor envy, so I got a tractor.
That's good. It's what every girl needs is a tractor.
I didn't really have chicken envy, but I did want eggs, so I got chickens.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. It's good that you put those two things together. Like, I would like to have some fresh eggs. I'm going to need some chickens.
Right. Yeah.
Good
for
you.
That's called deductive
reasoning. About, like, well, I think I want some bacon, because that would have been really bad.
Yeah. Or, I mean, it could be that college education that you got.
Yeah.
You figured out maybe in college that if you want an egg, you're going to need a chicken.
Yeah, I think I figured that out post-college.
I wasn't that far along. You weren't that learned? No. It's life experience sometimes that teaches you things.
College was about, if you want a plant, you put a seed in the ground. I mean, the chicken thing was kind of further down.
That's very far-fetched. That's very true.
What came first, the chicken or the egg.
Well, now you know.
I spent a couple decades just rolling that around in my
head. I'm sure. And then you had to get a chicken before you could get the egg.
Well, then finally, I figured out the chicken does come first. Right. Yes. I was waiting.
And no eggs showed up.
I moved to a farm, check in the coop every day.
Where are my eggs?
No eggs. So yeah. I got chickens.
I gotcha.
And now I have eggs. And, I mean, we don't have a plan as of now to get any other species of animals. I'm not opposed to getting more goats or more chickens. We did have a cat show up.
Okay.
Bob. Bob was your dad. I said, no, Tom's my dad, and Bob's the cat.
And it would have been so much more logical had Tom been the cat.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
It's all good.
It's all good.
It makes sense to me.
So, what do you do on this farm?
What do I do on this farm? Well, I spend a lot of time just petting goats.
That's just a wonderful life right there.
Yeah, and collecting eggs. But when I'm not doing that, I still teach. I was a high school agriculture teacher for almost 10 years. And so now I teach college age students and beyond, mostly veterans that are transitioning from the military to civilian life and want, you know, some of them want to live the goat life. Other ones of them just want to live a simpler
life existence.
And not be in a cubicle or a high-stress environment.
So what are you teaching them? You're teaching them how to be farmers?
I'm teaching them the farming side of farming and the business side of farming.
So is farming 101 how to put on the overalls properly?
That's part of it.
So so have they all passed that?
Oh, well, no. Class just started last week.
Oh, so they haven't. Okay.
We're not quite there yet.
Now, I mean, last semester's group is fully overall certified.
Okay, good.
They have their tractor driver's licenses.
Okay.
What else have they done? There's just so many things.
So, I mean, do they muck things? Because I think sometimes don't you muck on a farm?
They more just kind of hang out with the animals. I don't make them do those things. The only like hands-on dirty tasks they have to do with the plants. Like pulling weeds and planting and composting, that sort of thing.
So do you teach them like the science side of agriculture, like, you know, like how to turn your soil? That seems like an important thing to know. When to plant what? Because, like, I don't know, when do you plant cotton as opposed to planting corn as opposed to soybeans? Like, I'm sure everything has a season from what I understand from that song about the seasons.
Yeah. Everything you just mentioned is all in the same season, so you'd have to pick between them.
Oh, see, I had no idea.
Or you would need to have multiple
A really
fields.
Big
yeah.
farm.
Really
yeah.
terrible farmer. Right.
I am a horrible farmer. Well, I didn't even figure out how to put the overalls on.
But
now, do you have to be a veteran to take that class?
You do not have to, but if you are, Boeing will pay for you to take it.
Boeing pays for that. That's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. Shout out to Boeing.
Boeing. Woo woo. Woo
woo. Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Well, I'm not a veteran. I don't play one on TV.
No.
I don't have any connections to Boeing.
You can marry one because it's veterans and their family members.
Oh.
But just maybe you could do like
a there's a whole nother thing. Service we could start.
You could get adopted by a veteran to take a farming class.
Or, I mean, maybe you she needs to go on a farming veterans dating site.
Or you know what? You could adopt a veteran. Oh, because right now would be the I have mom. A mom and son in the class that just started last week, which is fun.
That's nice.
And he's the veteran, and she's like the family member, and they're taking it together.
Oh, that's wonderful. Really sweet.
Yeah.
I really like the idea of matching her up with a farming veteran.
Yeah.
And then having her take the class so that she can then join him on his
like a
dating farm.
Class.
His farm.
Only we're learning farming.
Maybe this will be part of goatsonly.com.
Maybe.
Maybe this will be a spinoff.
Be a human connection. Yeah.
That's true. That's very true. I think we're on to something.
Right.
Yeah, big business
coming
here.
You would put a
here.
Picture of you and your goat. You'd need to get a goat.
Well, couldn't she just borrow yours?
Yeah, we just put a picture. You know,
I mean, because I don't think
everybody lies on their online dating pictures.
My condo association is going to allow me to have a goat.
Well, why would you tell them?
I agree. You just walk the goat around.
Billy goes to elementary schools, and struggling readers read to him, and he walks on a leash with a vest as if he were a dog. I mean, if you don't look closely, you wouldn't even know.
Now, let's talk about the pooping aspect of that.
Yeah. Well, all animals poop.
Right, but there's some you can train not to do it in your house, right?
Yeah, you can train them. There's also diapers. There's goat diapers.
When he goes to school, does he wear a diaper?
No, we do these activities outside.
They're outdoor activities.
I do a lot of things, but putting diapers on goats is just out of my pay grade.
So I've heard that their intelligence level is about the same as a dog. So if you can house train a dog, you would be able to house train a goat.
Is this a fact, Katie?
This is a fact, and just from my personal experience, I feel like my goats are a lot smarter than most of the dogs I've met. But they are definitely trainable. They know their names. They come. I say, time to go to the barn. They go to the barn. And as with all living creatures, really, not just dogs, they are trained with food, you know.
That's
you
how my mama trained
I
me.
Want you to do. Here's a treat.
I continue to be trained that.
Yeah, way. Somehow I stopped the training but kept up with the food.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, okay. So we're on to something. Sugar, I think there's still hope for you having a goat, especially a little pygmy goat.
Oh, love
yeah,
like
that. Those are little. I mean,
yeah.
You know, they're not getting bigger than they are right now.
Yeah, I think that I might have
maybe
to
you should
it.
Start by doing some overnights with Tina.
Mm-hmm. Some overnights. Sure. I do have a recliner in the barn if you can sleep in a recliner.
Right.
I was hoping she would take Tina to her house and do an overnight.
I thought you meant an overnight here.
No, that would not work.
Things have taken a turn. My option is to sleep in the barn in a what I can only suspect mouse-infested recliner at this point.
No, we have a giant rat snake. No mice in the barn.
Oh, good God, I'm mobile.
It's over 6 feet long.
Does he live in there?
Well, I mean, he intermittently lives in there.
It's a good thing I haven't seen that critter, because I'd have jumped right into the rafters.
Yeah.
I would have been like a goat up on the roof, and I wouldn't come down.
His name is Fred. All of our animals have human names.
Well, of course they do. Yeah, you got to do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Fred, drop dead Fred.
Yeah. Speaking of drop dead, we've known you, Katie, now for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And there's something that you don't know about us, the crazy sisters, that we feel like we really just need to go ahead and lay out on the table so that you can.
Well, I don't judge. You
learn.
I know that's the best thing about you. I think that's why we love you so much.
Yeah. My sister and I are, in fact, plant murderers.
We are plant murderers.
We always have the best intentions.
I will need the smell and salt.
Where is that fencing couch?
I can't even keep a damn air plant alive.
Me neither.
I have a porch that has probably 6 beautiful air plant carcasses. I even have an air plant carcass hanging in my living room from a shell so it looks like a jellyfish.
Me too. Mine's in my bathroom.
But I can't take the dead plant out because then it wouldn't look like a jellyfish.
No, it wouldn't. It would just look like some stupid shell hanging there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not good.
Well, we have 2 solutions to involuntary plant slaughter.
And
problems.
Sometimes I not only kill the plant, but I tend to torture it to death. Like, it is not a fast thing. It is a slow burn,
decline.
And it is torturous for that plant.
Well, I will say that I do have one plant that sits on my desk at work that started out as a tiny, tiny little plant and is now ginormous. ginormous.
Well, the fact that you told me it started out small and is now large leads me to believe it is living. Because for a minute, I thought you were saying I have a plant on my desk and it looks great. And I was wondering if it was not real. But since it's grown, it's probably
real. And it's one, I can't remember what the name of it. Something about a million babies. Because it has these little baby things that hang off of it.
Up the edge of the leaf.
Yeah, and then when they fall
Mother of millions.
Mother of millions. That's it. Yes. I love that.
That's going to be Tina one day.
And I'm,
Are you going to breed Tina?
I hope so.
She's going to have a million babies.
Don't we want to have goat babies?
Oh my gosh, my head just exploded.
This is breaking news, people.
My head just exploded.
You heard it first here.
I had no idea that was your intention. I just figured you had them all fixed.
No, Billy and Willie are fixed.
Good,
because
we don't
want to impregnate Tina. That would be so shady. Tina's not fixed. In fact, she was basically, what's the word, like proposed by a goat suitor on Friday night.
No way.
I was at a basketball game at another school that has an agricultural program, and I know the teacher, and she said, you know, we have plenty of lovely little billy goats if you ever want to breed Tina.
Holy moly.
Said, wow. And she said she had a special one in mind for her. And I said, well, I'm not quite ready yet.
Well, I don't think Tina's ready either.
But,
she's not ready.
You know,
she's still
to
trying
point,
to be a kid.
Breaking news. Tina is not fixed. That's the breaking news.
That is the breaking news.
Wonderful.
She is footloose and fancy
we
free.
We could be ants.
She is. We could be ants. Goat ants.
Goat ants. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call us Gants.
Gants. Yes.
Gants.
Well, we've been called much worse.
We have indeed.
All right. Back to the two solutions. The involuntary plant slaughter.
Okay.
One, I suspect, I mean, I don't know because I haven't reviewed the evidence. I haven't seen the bodies, you know.
You haven't.
But just based on previous crimes, you probably love them to death. Most people know that they need to water plants. And so, unless you just never watered it, I mean, that could be the answer. But if you have watered it and it died, you probably watered it too much. Most people love their plants right straight into the grave. Because too much water can kill a plant, just like no water can kill a plant. But here's the difference is how you tell. How do you know if a plant needs water? What does it look like?
Thirsty.
It's droopy.
Droopy. Another word for droopy starts with a W.
Wilted.
Yay. Oh. Can you tell I'm a teacher?
And you can tell we are horrible students.
Now that we know what a thirsty plant looks like, let's talk about what a overwater plant looks like. It's another word. Starts with a W.
It looks waterlogged.
Wild.
Guess what?
Woolly.
It's wilty.
Oh.
Oh, so it's the same. You tricked us. It's the same word.
Is. Yeah. I was worried about the W word y'all were going to throw out, so I just went ahead and told you. I could see on your brain.
I was like woolly.
Like, oh, no. So, when your plant looks wilty, you can't just automatically give it water. When your plant looks wilty, stick your finger in the soil.
That's very private.
Because if you just visually look at it, it could be dry on top and then still be moist. Or
I don't like that word.
I don't like the word. But listen, I could do a whole shorty just on the word moist. There is nothing that should be moist except for cake. That's the only word
I agree.
That has
Amen.
A positive
Amen.
Association
Amen.
With
Preach
moist.
Preach it. Preach it.
Yes. Yes. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You test the soil in whatever method you can get below the soil line. If the soil is damp, how about damp?
Okay,
if it is
I like
damp,
that.
It does not need water. If it is dry, it does. So that is option one. Do a little more investigative work on watering. Or if you're not watering, Karen.
Sometimes I just forget that I even had the plant. And then one day I just happened by it. I'm like, dang, I forgot you were there like 2 weeks ago.
At least you didn't do that with your children, you know.
I'm not saying I have it.
Oh, okay.
That's a whole different podcast.
True. The other option is a store called Hobby Lobby. Well, there's one called Michael's, too.
It is. Don't promote one and not the other.
A lovely assortment of very realistic-looking plants that do not need any water.
But my thing about that is some of them look really fake, and you don't get the same benefits. Because
you don't get the
plants clean the air for us.
That is true.
Not to mention that we were raised by a woman who told us that plastic plates were tacky.
Very tacky.
They are tacky. I've even had, I do a little container planting on the side to supplement farming income.
Yeah, I know.
Ask me if I could plant, you know, like by their front door, their little window boxes, if I could do it with fake plants. And I just tell them it's against my morals.
And my, yeah, that's against my religion.
Refer them to those two stores.
Yes.
But, and we have had gorgeous plant boxes. When we were in a wedding a couple of years ago, and the bride and bride allowed us to take home some beautiful planters, and they had taken great care to do the filler, thriller, spiller situation.
Oh, very good.
Gorgeous. Yes.
They were so beautiful.
I think mine lasted like not even a month.
I'm not sure mine made the car ride home. I'm not sure.
But we had, what was it we were drinking? The Japanese
sake. We had a lot of sake at their wedding.
Yeah,
and it was they had a little sake bar where they would heat it up for you, and it went down really good when it was warm.
So we got in the car with all of our plants, and we did get the giggles quite a bit. So
you know, sake comes from plants too, rice.
Rice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rice wine.
Now, have you thought about growing rice?
Sake? I actually am growing some rice.
You have a rice paddy?
Well,
I have my boots on. Can we go walk
in? Rice paddies are actually just a method of controlling weeds. Like the water comes in and sits there long enough to kill the weeds, but the rice can take the standing water longer than the weeds can, and then you let the water back out. So rice can grow, not.
Oh, I had no idea.
I had no idea.
So I'm just growing it in pots, and I'm growing the Carolina gold rice.
I love that. It's my favorite rice.
Historical plants.
That's awesome. So, yes. So before we leave, perhaps you show us.
I can show you. They're tiny and they're in the greenhouse, but I can.
It's okay.
Show you.
We can look at them. I just have never seen a rice plant ever.
Yeah, it looks like grass out of your yard right now.
Okay. Well, don't shoot down my.
It's a monocot,
excitement.
You know.
What?
The group of plants called leading.
Oh wow!
You're leading what?
Are you allowed to say that?
Am I allowed to say that?
Do you need a prescription for that?
Not in South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Colorado.
Oh.
So yeah, I will show you.
Okay, good.
I guess the moral of that story is it's closely related to the grass family. It looks very grass-like.
Okay.
Wispy.
Wispy. Another W word.
Wow, another W word.
Oh, letter W.
Right. Yes. This shorty is brought to you by the letter W.
Absolutely.
Like Sesame Street.
Yes. Except not goats. That's not a W word.
Willie.
It's a W word.
I know.
But we can call them wagoats.
Wagoats.
We could.
Say wagoats. There you go. So, do you have any fun facts about goats? I know you don't have 10 goats.
Yes, I have 10 fun facts. I mean, some of them are about my specific goats.
I don't care.
Goats
no, general, I need them 10. Need to go from bottom to top.
We'll start big and then get more
We're going to go number 10. Let's hear it.
The fun part of this is I do remember y'all told me about doing 10 facts, and I completely forgot until just now. So these are truly,
off the top of your
head. 100% true.
Wow. I love it.
Most of them are going to be. I mean, we get down to 2 and 1, maybe.
That's the thing about us. We surround ourselves
very smart people, and then we know better than to question them in case they're not as smart as we thought.
This is the great thing about being a teacher. You've got the people who are there to learn, and they don't know. So if you tell a complete lie, they don't know.
No, we'll be like, awesome.
Goats have 7 hearts? I never knew that. So we'll start out with the first fact.
Okay.
Goats do not have 7 hearts.
How many
That's
do they have?
10. They have one.
Just okay. one.
One beating
Uno
heart. Fun fact number 9.
Yes.
Goats have 4 stomachs.
Oh.
Just like
a cow.
Those are called ruminants.
Ruminants.
And
now,
they ruminate.
So do they chew cud?
Yep.
So okay.
If you, you know, look out the window on any given day, they're sitting on the back porch doing their bottom lip, just chewing their cud. So they eat something. They send it to the first stomach. They bring it back up. They chew it. They send it to the second, bring it back up, and so on, until it comes out in the form of, fun fact number 8, a goat berry, which looks just like a raisinette. Although it's more perfect. perfectly round. I mean, a raisinette's kind of misshapen. I mean, these things are
it's
like...
It's really... It's like confetti. It's one of nature's miracles.
It's nature's confetti, really.
It really
I
is.
I mean, if we would just go to that rather than confetti, it'd be much more... sustainable. Yeah.
They really are berries, and they're all exactly the same size, and they're all uniform in shape. It's the, it is a miracle.
Right. You know how they're, you know... trying to get away from some of the post-wedding things that
right.
are just,
oh, yeah.
Wildlife friendly and balloons and rice.
Goat fetty.
There's another one. Trademark.
You know,
got
I
it.
Can see it right now. But the people that meet on our website when they get married, we will shower them with goat berries.
Yes. And that's got to have like some kind of a special meaning for your marriage. Like,
absolutely. Because your marriage is rooted in the goat. Right?
Yes, the goat waste.
The goat waste.
But let no goat waste be wasted.
Yeah, let no goat waste go to waste.
No, we wouldn't want
that.
That
can be the tagline for the company.
Absolutely. Waste is another W word.
I feel like we're having a brainstorming session more than for sure.
I mean, look at the magic that's happening in this room right now. It's crazy.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like we have Steve Jobs and
Michael Jackson.
I don't know. I feel like I need
Michael Jackson in here.
I feel like I need an important woman in the room.
I know. Somebody. It's just somebody.
Somebody. Paula Deen.
There you go.
I feel like we have Steve Jobs and Paula Deen brainstorming the universe.
Exactly. Yes. And Madame Curie.
Is it sad that the most important woman I can think of is Paula Deen?
Well, and she's alive, right?
That's true.
I mean, she's as of yesterday. I don't know.
As of this morning, there was no breaking headlines.
Hey, serious. Paula Deen alive?
I just don't even know. You never know what's been happening.
So, all right. We're on goat fact number 7. Goat fact number 7 is their pupils are not round like ours. They're more oval, and that's because they can see 180 degrees. They can see all the way to the left and the right when they're looking forward. So if a predator comes up, they know.
Awesome.
Wow. Way to go, guys.
Good job, guys, with your pupils.
Yeah. All right. Fun fact number 6. As you may or may not know, blue eyes are recessive in humans.
Okay.
So, you got to have two parents with the recessive gene to get blue eyes in humans, but with goats, blue eyes are dominant. So
I love that about
them.
It's
very easy to get blue-eyed goat babies, which are so
Stop it.
So, a little side note, I did not know, and I feel like it's kind of my duty as a human to pass it along.
Okay,
you know,
I'm ready for it.
You don't know stuff, you find out something, you better tell people.
Just share it.
I did not know that kittens were born blue eyes. Did y'all know that?
I did not.
So Bob, the cat, kitten, showed up on the farm. He's been a couple months now, but he was teeny tiny.
He was a little
guy. I hope he was like that big. He's only like 4 weeks old. Got abandoned. His mama got eaten by coyotes. I thought that, but I've seen her since.
She's just a bad mom.
That's how she got me to take it, because I thought she was gone.
I got eaten by the coyotes.
You know, this tiny old thing with blue eyes, and I'm like, oh, he is so precious. Well, a friend of mine was like, oh, he is young. His eyes are still blue. You know they're going to change. And I'm thinking, like, well, I wouldn't have kept him if I knew. But now we have him, and his eyes have changed. They're kind of like gray looking.
But we still love Bob.
It's fine, yeah. Bob's fine. In fact, I don't know if y'all know, there's a song, I mean, it's not really on the radio anymore, but it was popular maybe about 6 months ago, and it was like, she's sweet, but she's psycho, and my daughter just pointed out this morning that song, if you listen to that song, the lyrics are exactly about Bob.
Oh, that's good.
Because he is sweet, but he's psycho.
Psycho.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more of a,
again, another
thing.
Another kindred spirit to me, but yeah.
And that leads us, it was a perfect segue, I have just circled right back around. That leads us to the fun fact number 5 about show pony. show goat.
You're my show pony.
There are show goats, by the way.
I know. Like a 4-H people, they show their goats.
They do all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have lost my train of thought, ladies.
Oh, no, don't lose the goat facts.
We've
got to stay with the goat
facts.
Circle
back around.
Just pull a fact out of your butt.
Fun fact number 5 is there are show goats. And I did not know this, but I was just told this last week that Tina's physique and her coloring and everything would make her the perfect show goat.
No wonder she's got an attitude.
So she kind of knows, like, you know,
I'm special.
Big stuff. Yeah.
Biatches.
So, you know, maybe in addition to impregnating her, I might show her as well. I don't know.
That's very exciting.
To be determined. Yeah, you didn't hear that here. I don't want her to know that.
No. We would never tell her.
Her ego's already over. Yeah, it's
overdrive.
But anyway, now we'll head to fun fact number four. Fun fact number four is the goats are pickier eaters than the chickens.
What?
We've now whittled down. Another W word.
We've whittled down to
look at Billy scratching his butt on that tree while he walked away.
That's
we have whittled down to a fact that's specific to my goats. My goats are pickier eaters than my chickens. Like, you would think that goats would eat anything because they eat poison ivy, they eat things with thorns, but if I just have scraps, you know, kitchen scraps, compost things, the chickens will eat anything. The goats, they'll eat some things and other things. They're like, yeah, no, we're not eating that.
Wow.
So that's fun fact number three about my goats. Fun fact number two, I feel like we've spent a lot of time talking about Tina, so I'm going to give you a fun fact about Willie. Willie is a unicorn.
What?
Willie had two horns, and he ripped one off.
Oh, gosh.
And now he has one, so he's a unicorn.
He really is.
He's
a goaticorn.
Yeah. This is a magical farm.
It is magical.
It is very magical. He ripped it off being a bully, so I felt bad for him until Billy and Tina told me the story of how it happened.
Right.
So he likes to, when they eat out of the hay feeder, he likes to butt everyone out the way, and like he eats first, and they kind of have a pecking order. So do the chickens, so I've heard.
Yes.
And anyway, he, you know, rocks his head side to side to move them out the way, and he got his little horn stuck in the hay feeder and ripped it off.
Oh my gosh.
You know, now Tina told on him.
Well, yeah.
But I, you know, you can't believe Tina. But then for several days after the event, Willie did not want to go eat out of the hay feeder. So I do feel like the evidence points to.
What did Billy say?
Billy said nothing. He doesn't say much. Billy's one of those,
silent types.
Well, he's a silent type, but he's also very loyal. He's very loyal.
Very loyal.
He's not going to throw Willie under the bus.
No, and there's that brother bond right there.
It's a brother bond, yeah. Like,
it's no wonder Tina gets an attitude.
Another W word.
Yes, another waterboarding.
You know,
brought to you from Sesame Street.
Right. Yeah. I'm not talking on the matter. So.
Okay. All right. So all we right. came to the conclusion that he lost his horn being a bully, and now he's a unicorn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that it happened to him, but I'm not sorry that it happened to him. Because the outcome is, he real special.
Karma. Yeah.
It was karma.
It was karma, and now he's special.
Right. You know, you be a bully, one of your body parts will get rid of.
That's right.
I mean, that's just how
can't feel
works.
Sorry for you.
No.
Okay.
All right, we are down
number?
To number one. We are down to number one. This is about all three goats, and specifically the Growing Minds Nonprofit Educational Farm Home. To Willie, Billy, and Tina. Little Billy, by the way, has his own Instagram. Little Billy almost died last year because he was the runt and too little, but he has made a strong comeback. He's still smaller than everyone else. And you can find him on Instagram at Little Billy the Goat. What he lacks in size, he makes up for in kindness. But that's not even fun fact number one. That's just a factoid off to the side.
My gosh.
Fun fact number one is anybody out there in America, I mean, not just in Charleston, in America. On New Year's Eve, they had visitors from Delaware, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. So anyone, anywhere can visit Willie, Billy, and Tina every Tuesday and the first Saturday of the month by going on to Airbnb, going to Charleston, South Carolina, looking at their experiences, not their places to sleep, but their experiences. Just put in animals or whatever. It's the only goat-guided farm tour.
It's also the only...
Goat experience. There's a few goat experiences, but ours is the only one with 5 stars, and it's the cheapest. and you can meet Willie, Billy, and Tina in person any Tuesday or the first Saturday of the month. Special request, just send us a message, and they may or may not be available. That is your fun fact number one.
Thank you, Katie. I'm so excited to know the fun facts. Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for having us out on your very special, magical farm. We love it here.
Thank you.
Yes, and... You've well promoted what you need to promote, but is there anything else you want to promote before we cut you off?
No, I mean, I just want to give a shout out to the letter W, and thank you ladies for coming out today.
Well, thank you so much, Katie. This has been a joy and a pleasure, and I hope everybody listening to this can stay sweet.
Absolutely.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.